I probably don't sound it, but I'm really angry. I'm quietly, at the moment, passively, really angry inside due to the fact that my 85-year-old grandmother, who, let's face it, is losing her memory, can't walk very well, is doing things that you'd imagine an 85-year-old person to do, and suffering from the things an 85-year-old person may normally suffer in the latter years of her life. So why, oh why, should a bunch of workmen decide that she should be a target, that they should potentially take advantage of her mentality, of her age? Now, over a few weeks now, there's been some window cleaners, stroke gardeners, stroke odd job men going around my grandmother's and charging a tenner to clean the downstairs windows, and they're not really cleaning them. They've been doing the grass, they've been doing the garden, and on the surface it appears to be a bunch of workmen helping the elderly. Well, they're not. Not only do I believe that they have been charging her above what they originally agreed, because she's, you know, she's not silly when it comes to price, you just can't remember stuff, but they've been going round and picking up the money maybe more than once. There may be a different group of guys going around, because now she's got an old garage with an asbestos roof, and there were some trees growing up the back, and she said to me, I'm getting some people to come round and trim the trees. And I'm like, how much are they charging? She said 40 quid. I was like, well, if you're happy with that, that sounds like a fair price, fair enough. I did not realise it was the same guys, the same, and I'm going to use the word cowboy workman very easily here, because that's what I believe they are. So the next thing I know is there's been a bit of an argument over my grandmother's this morning, and they were sent away with their money, having reported that the garage roof was broken and did she want it fixing. Well, I was in the garage not so long ago and I do not remember seeing any damage at all, especially in the roof. She dries her clothes in there when it's wet, and now there's a hole in the roof. So it's obviously something that's happened recently, coincidentally, after people have been on the roof trimming trees. Now, you don't do that, then not own up to it, and actually try and charge an elderly lady to then repair it. Well, I got a very helpful neighbour to do a bit of detective work, because my grandmother refused point blankly to give me their phone number. She couldn't find it anyway, to be honest, and she's really quite scared and intimidated. She lives alone. She can't defend herself. She was mugged a few years ago in the park, not far from where she lives. So I totally understand her feeling as vulnerable as she does. All the more reason that I put a stop to what they're up to for other people like her, and just to get her, get them out of her life right now. I can't think straight. I'm really peed me off. So the number's given to me, and I very politely phone up and say, excuse me, my grandmother's given me a call, she's a little bit distraught. Straight away he goes, oh, I know what this is about. I'm like, oh, you do? Yeah, she said she didn't want us to come and do the garden anymore, so I sent some of my friends round to help with the garden. And I'm like, hang on, you sent some friends round? Who are these people? He goes, well, I don't go anywhere near asbestos. I'm like, hang on, your friends have damaged my grandmother's garage. Could you please tell me what you're going to do about it? I'm not going to do anything about it. It's nothing to do with me. It is to do with you. They were working for you. They don't work for me. I'm not insured to have people working for me. And I'm like, you want to give me any other admissions of guilt here? You've sent some people around to fix my grandmother's house. They've damaged the garage. Now, will you please sort it out? and then he started going on about how he's had this illness and hadn't worked for a while and so on and so forth. So I then turned around and said, look, I'm meeting with the police on Thursday. I'd very much like to tell them that you're either A, going to rectify this and fix it, or B, want nothing to do with it. Then he goes off on one and just a babble and a ramble of excuses and anger, like I was putting him out. So I've Googled his phone number, and lo and behold, it brings up another business that he runs, DNR Discotheque. Should I have said that? Yes, sod it. Or some kind of DJ outfit where they do dark tunes. And it has his address attached to it, which is nice. So, much as I would like to pop round there and speak cordially and politely to see what he can do about sorting out my grandmother's problem, I really, really do not want to bring any animosity back on her. So I shall just hand that over to the police and hope that something can be done about it. I think these rogue traders, like we've seen on the TV, are just taking the pee constantly. And I think we're pretty powerless to do anything about it. I don't know what the police can do. Lean on him? No, they're not going to lean on him. They'll just probably log it down as an incident and say it's not really something they deal with. Maybe he's not. He doesn't sound like the kind of person that can be scared, so what can you do? Well, I'll speak to Trading Standards, and I will probably contact the local paper, the Hinckley Times. They are on Twitter. And say maybe they can put a piece out there just warning other people not to hire these kind of workmen that prey on the elderly. God, it just really makes me mad. There's zero conscience, isn't it? Just no conscience whatsoever from these people. Right, that's it. I'm not saying anything else. Too angry.